So we do a roll call.
Bruce Rinker.
Here.
Dan Moore.
Here.
Yvette Itu.
Here.
Three members are present, which constitutes a quorum.
And you may all stand and join in the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we need to move the agenda here. Gary, can we hear from you?
Yes, of course. Good morning, commissioners. Pleased to present to you the results for the first 6 months of this year. So June represents the first full month of our busy season. We have a full month with all of our locations open. So in addition to running at full speed everywhere, managing over 1200 seasonals and putting on concerts many nights of the week, we're also managing over 100 active capital projects. So a lot is going on. And I'm going to try to hit some of the highlights for the month of June. I've highlighted property tax, even though there really wasn't any activity in the month of June, just to make you aware that we are paying close attention to what's going on with the county and property taxes in general. We did receive our July 15th advance of property taxes, and that came in at $6.8 million. It was 11 last year. We've been in contact with the county fiscal executive, fiscal officer, and we've talked about that. So we're working to understand what's going on and to anticipate, and we'll stay in contact with them for the remainder of the second half settlement cycle. I've also highlighted charges for services, which are up $1 million year over year in June. And 650,000 of that is attributable to the enterprise division, which we'll talk about on some later slides. And 237,000 of that million is related to golf. And then on an operating surplus basis, the operating surplus has increased almost $3 million year over year, which I think is a great thing to highlight because we're bringing 56% of that revenue increase year over year right to the surplus line, which is a testament to what we're doing also to control our costs. And then construction expenses, we've been talking about this all year long. To no surprise, the sailing center and the primate forest exhibit are driving most of that capital cost, and we have a few other very large projects. There we go. Looking at the zoo, general and special event admissions, I've highlighted that line because the zoo's attendance was roughly 431,000 guests year to date. That's up 11.8% from the prior year. And total zoo revenue is up $416,000. And it's up in, that's 8% increase. And it's up in just about all the categories. The Zoo Society, I wanted to highlight, even though there is no activity in the month of June, because we had a discussion with the Zoo Society last week. And we were very pleased to find out that the membership sales for the Zoo Society are actually up year over year, which is something we've been watching with the delays in opening the primate forest exhibit. We wondered what impact that would have on membership sales, but membership sales are actually up year over year. So that's a really positive development, and we'll see that payment from the Zoo Society next month. And then operating subsidy, this is a really great story, I think, to highlight, is that the zoo's operating subsidy has gone down. So it's improved. We're subsidizing the zoo less through June by $638,000. And that's a combination of increased revenue and reduction of costs. So that's a really great thing to highlight and to understand about what they're doing down at the zoo. Looking at golf, we continue to see this extraordinary run of success at golf. June was no exception. They had a 9% increase in rounds. They're currently up to over 20,000 rounds year over year from last year. And clubhouse revenue is up 19% year to date versus June of last year. And revenue is up in every category practically. Well, year to date, it's up in every category. And operating surplus, again, that'll be a theme of today's presentation in all areas. Again, we're bringing, in the case of golf, we're bringing 41% of that revenue increase to the surplus line, which just shows that it's not just about increasing revenue, but we're also controlling costs. Looking at golf detail, we would normally highlight the courses that are doing exceptional. In this case, they're all doing well, very well. On a revenue standpoint, every golf course is up year over year. And on, in terms of their operating result, their profit, if you will, nearly all the courses are up year over year. And then the enterprise division. Here again, what we've seen the last few months is revenue, both for the month and year to date, is up year over year substantially for the enterprise division. Compared to 2025, concession revenue, if you look at that one particularly, is up 58% for the month of June and 41% year to date. And on the next slide, we'll remind you what some of the reasons for that year over year increase is. And similar to what we've mentioned for the organization as a whole and for Zoo and golf, again, enterprise is bringing 41% of their revenue increase to the surplus line. And looking at the enterprise locations, I use the same highlighting as last month. The yellow ones are locations that were not open last year at this time. And the orange one, Wildwood Marina, was open last year, but it's closed for the season this year. The big kahuna on this one, obviously, is the Sailing Center. I think it's so noteworthy what we've done there in such a short period of time. The Sailing Center was not even, the grand opening wasn't even till the 23rd of June. And they brought, for the month of June, they brought $400,000 worth of revenue.
And Gary?
Yes, sir.
Sorry to interrupt. I have a question and something to consider. Whenever we have gone through our levy campaigns, we've pointed out that the usual percentage of revenue, roughly 2/3, has been from the tax, the property tax. Is there a way we can demonstrate how the enterprise, the golf, how these revenue streams that we've generated helped to offset and change that percentage? In other words, to show people that we're doing things that reduce the impact that their property taxes have on supporting the metro parks. Just wonder if there's a way we can show a graphic to demonstrate that efficiency is having a bottom line impact.
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see at the end of this year if that mix changes materially. But we can absolutely add that as an additional slide here.
Yeah, I think it's especially given the circumstances this year, that might be something that would be helpful.
Thank you. So the Sailing Center has been a huge success thus far. And the restaurants in general, if you look at up here as a group, Merwin's, the Beach House, and the Emerald Necklace Restaurant all have had great sales increases as well as a better operating result year over year. And that's all I have for this presentation. I'm welcome to entertain any questions you have.
I don't have any questions. I just want to say I really appreciate the new structure that you're providing. It's really much clearer to be able to see the revenues and expenses. And as the commissioner pointed out, the operating surplus that we're seeing. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, agreed.
Just as a matter of cleanup, we're going to go back and approve the minutes for the regular meeting of June 18th.
Whoops, sorry about that.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We will move into general action items. We have two police officers to swear in this morning. Yvette E2 will do the swearing. We would like to have Chief Stillman come forward and introduce his two new police officers, Joseph Bizek and Richard Tabor. You're not that much taller, Chief.
That's all right. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Bri. First of all, I'd like to thank all the members of our police department for coming and showing your support and welcoming our two new officers into our family. It's really fantastic to see you all here. And we have some outside members of our law enforcement community. So to you officers, Chief, thank you very much for your support. It is greatly appreciated. Today is another great day for the Cleveland Metro Parks Police Department, where we bring two new officers on board, welcome them into our family. And again, my sincere thanks goes to you, Brian, for allowing us to continue to bolster our ranks. We're going to be swearing in Joseph Bizak. Joe, come on up. Joe had a stint with the East Lake Police Department and now is joining our ranks. And Richard Tabor. Rich, there you go. Rich comes to us from the Cleveland Police Department. So welcome, gentlemen. We are very anxious to have you on board, and we can't wait for you to get on the road. So, Commissioner Itu.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Chief. All right, my pleasure. I, and then state your name. Do solemn. Same time. We all do it at the same time. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States of America.
And the laws of the United States of America.
The Constitution and laws of the state of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of the state of Ohio.
And the rules and regulations of the Cleveland Metro Parks.
And the rules and regulations of the Cleveland Metro Parks.
And I will discharge the duties to the best of my ability. Of the office of police officer to which I've been appointed. I will faithfully carry out and implement.
Faithfully carry out and implement.
The policies enunciated.
The policies enunciated.
And the instructions given to me by the Board of Park Commissioners of the Cleveland Metro Parks Park District. I do that just for fun. This I promise to do as I shall swear unto God.
This I promise to do as I swear unto God.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Joey, you want to come forward, just introduce who you have in attendance today?
Yes. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here today. I have my girlfriend of almost 5 years, Amy, and Chief Shepherd from the Polaris Police Academy, where I had graduated from, and Aaron Mendez from also Polaris, which I graduated with. Again, thank you all for being here, for the department, everyone who's supporting us. Thank you for letting us join the police department. I know just as much as Rich is, I'm fired up to be here. I'm happy to get on the road, and just thank you all for the opportunity. I'm happy to be here.
Rich, you want to come forward and introduce?
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Today I have with me my fiance, my daughter, her daughters, my mother, my sister, my brother, both my sisters, my brother. Parts of the Cleveland Police Department that have also joined us here today. And thank you, everybody, for showing up. I look forward to joining the ranks.
While they're both signing, Officer Bizak did attend the University of Akron. He began a law enforcement career March 2025 with East Lake, and Richard was with the Cleveland Police Department since August 24, and he's an experienced rifle patrol officer. The swearing of the two police officers has been complete. The recommended action falls in the top portion of page 9.
Motion so to approve. Forward. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry about that.
You're all free to stay for the rest of the meeting if you like, but if you would so choose to take pictures outside, we are happy to have you do that as well.
Thank you.
The next recommended action we are going to recognize four retiring guests. Gene Lang is our very first one. Gene had more than 22 years working for the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, her most recent in general maintenance in the electrician area. She provided a tremendous amount of assistance for Twilight of the Zoo, Asian lantern setup, and modernizing the Christmas lights and contributing to modifications of electrical requirements, which are a very important part of running the zoo. We recognize Jean for her 22 years of service. Joyce Ulrich, guest experiences lead for more than 18 years, associate guest experiences lead. She was a tremendous asset, core value number one. We talk about her commitment to teamwork. We talk about guest focus. We very much appreciate Joyce's 18 years of service to Cleveland Metro Parks. Kathy Sobel is our third retiring guest. Kathy served more than 32 years for Cleveland Metro Parks. She started as a secretary and finished as an info spec. She's an absolute pleasure and joy. She worked call of duty on many different events and outdoor, including Outdoor Odyssey, Children's Fishing Derbies, Fall Fishing Fest. Her dedication to the Outdoor Experiences team and her treasures, we definitely will miss. We congratulate her on her more than 32 years of service. And our final retiring guest, Jerry Wachna, with more than 26 years. Jerry started out as a handy person and finished as a technician lead. If anybody's been through Brookside or Rocky River, they noticed the plantings, the ornamental cherries, all of the different things were his time, talent, and treasures were definitely part of it. He also helped in parts of Seneca Golf Course. Jerry was an extreme team player. The recommended action falls on the top portion of page 11, recognizing almost 100 years of service to Cleveland Metro Parks, Gene Lang, Joyce Ulrich, Kathy Sobel, and Jerry Wachna.
Move the motion.
We need to do a roll call vote. So.
Okay.
Bruce Rinker.
Yes.
Dan Moore.
Yes.
Yvette Itu.
Yes.
The next action item is the appointment of financial officer and treasurer. We are going to move that as part of the meeting requirements. We're going to move it to right after payroll and vouchers, and we will explain that there. The next action item we have is the 2026 budget adjustment number six. Gary.
Commissioners, budget adjustment six is for a total of $744,911. The vast majority of this is just appropriating committed funds from the Zoo Society towards primate forest. So we previously had a commitment letter from them back in March, and we didn't appropriate it all. So this is just appropriating the rest of it. And then there are a few minor things.
Recommended action is the middle portion of page 12.
Bruce Rinker.
Yes.
Dan Moore?
Yes.
Yvette Itu?
Yes.
Did we have the motion? I think we need to do the formal motion.
Dan did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear
that's it. That's okay.
Hear
it.
Very good. Authorization to submit grant application and commit funds. This is for the NatureWorks program, Lakefront, Hinckley, and North Chagrin. Very briefly, we have been blessed to be able to participate in the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, their program called NatureWorks, Lakefront Reservation, Irishtown Bend Park Improvements, has applied for funding, and we will match it with in-kind labor. That is for park improvements to the event lawn and picnic area. Hinckley Reservation, Lake Kayak Access. This is in Medina County. So we are putting in one in each of the counties. We will install an accessible kayak launch near the Hinckley Lake Boathouse and will replace the existing observation deck. And then the very last one is the North Chagrin Reservation Hemlock Trail Bridge Replacement. This is to replace and remove steps and barriers, reroute 350 linear feet of trail. The bridge has deteriorated and we'll be looking to replace it with steel supports. The recommended action falls on the bottom portion of page 13 into 14.
Move approval of the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Bruce Rinker.
Yes.
Dan Moore.
Yes.
Yvette Itu.
Yes.
The next action item we will move into is Irishtown Bend Park Components. This is an MOU with the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority Lakefront Reservation. Back in 2018, almost 8 years ago, a conceptual design came forward. I won't go through all of the different components of it because it's a laundry list with working with NOAACA, Ohio City, Land Studio, and a host of others, but we've worked through a process. We're working with the Greater Cleveland RTA as part of the Metro Health Bus Rapid Transit Program. But these are components that if funded through NOAACA and the federal government, will do and create unique enhancements on the top portion of 25th Street, leading all the way through the park project. The memorandum of understanding allows the Cleveland Metro Parks to work and scope out the different phases of the project that would be relative to the MetroHealth BRT project. The recommended action for us to continue our conversations, understanding and project development agreement falls on the top portion of page 17 with the Greater Regional Transit Authority.
Motion.
Quick question on, I'll second it, but I do have a quick question on the timing. You mentioned if funded, what is the timing on the fundraise?
Sean can come up to probably give it better, but what I was understood, they've applied and they are waiting to hear yet this fall.
Yes. Thank you, Brian. Good morning, commissioners. So GCRTA is working through the finalization of the funds for their MetroHealth BRT project. They are essentially one step from finalizing all dollars that are needed for the project. The dollars are there. They just need to sign off with the FHWA, the Federal Highway Administration. What's before you this morning is the project development agreement that allows us to work with them. They will actually be constructing park components atop the hillside along West 25th, and then we will be bringing funds that have been raised by Land Studio to match that work and complement it.
So the request today is for the up to $710,000. Those funds have already been raised. That's part of the funds through Land Studio.
That's correct. Yeah, $710,000 has already been raised.
Great.
There has been a motion and a second.
Move. Okay.
Bruce Rinker.
Yes.
Dan Moore.
Yes.
Yvette Etu.
Yes.
The next is the award of an emergency contract, Cleveland Metro Parks first T roof replacement. We did receive a quote. This was a very unique set of circumstances between a hailstorm, between bullet holes and fireworks, and some failing components. We did realize that we were having more areas of water intrusion into the building. Therefore, we need to be able to replace and fix with Warren Roofing at a cost not to exceed $205,000. Recommended action falls in the bottom portion, mid portion of page 18.
Move approval of the motion.
Second.
Bruce Rinker.
Yes.
Dan Moore.
Yes.
Yvette Etu.
Yes.
We will move into the competitive award process. We have four bids to approve: 7016 asphalt pavement, Big Creek Reservation, rock salt, pavement markings, and cooperative purchase for small wares and disposables. Recommended action falls on the top portion of page 19.
Move approval.
Second.
Bruce Rinker.
Yes.
Dan Moore.
Yes.
Yvette Etu.
Yes.
We will move into vouchers and payroll. The very first resolution, Gary.
Commissioners, resolution 26-07-089 is for $26,695,034.46. These vouchers have been reviewed as to the legality of expenditure in conformity with the Ohio regulations.
Move approval.
Second.
Bruce Rinker.
Yes.
Dan Moore.
Yes.
Yvette Etu.
Yes.
The second resolution for Arborware is resolution 26-07-090, and these vouchers have also been reviewed as to legality of expenditure in conformity with the Ohio regulations.
Dan Moore will abstain.
Move approval.
Second.
Bruce Rinker.
Yes.
Yvette Etu.
Yes.
Motion passes. Dan Moore abstained. We will now have Commissioner Rinker sign off.
Ciao.
Katie McVoy will, and then Yvette Etu will continue the meeting.
At this point in the meeting, to be consistent with Ohio law and Cleveland Metro Parks virtual meeting policy, Commissioner Rinker has signed off. He is no longer attending or participating in the meeting, with Commissioner Etu acting as president. At this point, only those commissioners who are present in person will consider the hiring of the chief financial officer.
We will go to action item C. We are very pleased to bring forward Gary Butts back as the chief financial officer. He has served in the interim capacity since March 19th. We have been very pleased. He has more than 30 years in the private sector role. He has his CPA since 1990, and we are very pleased to be able to bring him forward and promote him as the CFO and treasurer of Cleveland Metro Parks. Recommended action falls in the mid portion of page 11.
Move approval.
Second. We don't need to, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations. Get back to work.
May I just make a comment really quick? I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. This is a huge honor to serve in this capacity. I want to thank my team for all being here today and supporting me, and my wife, Katie, and my daughter, Margot, as well. This is absolutely the highlight of my career to be able to serve in this way with this team that's top to bottom, end to end, just the greatest group of people ever. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we're so happy to have you. Thank you so much.
Public comments.
Yes, public comments. Marty?
Discussion about how this was aimed. Morning. The Fairview Hospital Road hillside was totally cleared to provide a safe APT entrance there. Admirable goal, but at what cost? Having shown us at board meetings how you can build amazing low impact trails in difficult scenarios and repair water lines in the woods, why was this damage warranted? Grading and netting will not make up for the loss of trees to hold the slope, not to mention the loss of shade and habitat. The hospital itself now has more natural surroundings. People on the second floor watch the owls. Compare that with your reported concerns on encroachment for Wallings Road and above Wallace Lake, which target issues with far less significance than some of the damage done by the park itself. I wonder what is in store for the Willow Bend entrance with similar difficult terrain, including erosion risks. There should be zero tolerance for any kind of dumping on Metro Parks land, but passive use seems less impactful than many of the things you spend money on. Clearing trees to create natural play areas? Seriously? A hotel in Brookside? You don't have enough built infrastructure already? More than mission creep, this shows signs of abnormal cell growth. We need a screening test for that. Finally, Jerry Wachner, talents are sorely missed throughout Rocky River Reservation. His use of native flowering plants won many converts. He shared his knowledge and encouraged the use of many beautiful pollinators by visitors. Show and tell is the most effective way to win appreciation and support for a natural park system, which should be the goal of all of us. Thank you.
There is one other public comment.
Good morning. My name is Sam, and I am here to request that the Metro Parks align its permitting with the mission of protecting nature, connecting communities, and inspiring conservation. Currently, the practice of permitting high-volume competitive races on fragile single-track trails directly contradicts this mission. For the second consecutive year, a permit was granted to a multi-lap race on narrow, unreinforced footpaths. These unengineered trails lack grading and lack gravel or armoring and drainage design. The Metro Parks recognized their vulnerability during the pandemic lockdowns when these trails were roped off due to degradation from increased use and trampling of vegetation. Permitting hundreds of runners to complete 5 consecutive loops on these paths that in many places are only 1 to 2 feet wide has caused accelerated damage. Not only that, this event is held regardless of the trail conditions. In its first year, the race occurred following heavy rainfall, accelerating degradation to these trails. Beyond these issues, last year the organizer routed racers through an officially marked restoration zone and had them run right past a posted sign that indicated no access. I reached out to the Metro Parks after this, but evidently they were not aware of the actual race route it granted a permit for, which might indicate oversight or accountability issues. While that specific section was avoided this year, runners still trampled vegetation adjacent to the trail due to crowding. There are also user conflicts and safety concerns. These trails are open to equestrians. hosting hundreds of runners on narrow trails with blind curves shared with horseback riders creates safety hazards, and it also forces regular hikers attempting to use the trail on a weekend evening, I might add, completely off the trail. Then there are the noise violations. This event features live amplified music that exceeded the Metro Park's legal noise thresholds, disrupting local wildlife in a reserve already impacted by noise pollution. The most perplexing aspect of this permit is that a superior alternative exists directly adjacent to this site. Right behind the Nature Center, the park features wide, well-maintained, gravel-armored, and designed loop trails. Horseback riding is not allowed there, and they are 8 to 10 feet wide or more along their lengths, eliminating user conflicts and safety concerns. These trails also feature superior parking access, equivalent or better topography challenges and scenery and infrastructure for post-race events at Frostville and the Nature Center. Taxpayers invest heavily in our trail systems. I urge the board to uphold its conservation mandate and restrict high-impact multi-lap running events to the robust trail systems explicitly designed to handle them, not the footpaths created by former social trails, and to protect the resources provided by these unique, smaller, single-track trails. Thank you for your time. I also brought copies of my email correspondence if you would like to see.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Brian. The these narrow trails, which I think we all enjoy a lot. I didn't realize those were equestrian trails as well.
Without exactly knowing the specific locations, I mean, it'd be very tough for me to comment. Some sanctioned, some unsanctioned, some volunteer trails. So I'd really have to, before I could speak fully prepared on, I think, you know, the interesting thing is the statement were made, you know, on the wider ones, we certainly would agree. I think certainly we'd have to take a look at exactly where some of these races are running. I've run in some of them when you're crowded. Yes, sometimes you get bumped off. And so I think we maybe need to take a deeper look at it. So let me look, dive in, and then we can respond.
Yeah, I was under the impression that the equestrian trails, you could really ride two abreast, and have enough room. I didn't realize they were also using the narrow trails, which I think are terrific for
certain
running and terrific. Thanks.
Thank you for providing your comments, Sam.
Very good. There is no other public comment. There is no information briefing items. There is no old business. The next regularly scheduled meeting is Tuesday, August 25th. There is an executive session.
Do we have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of discussing collective bargaining?
So moved, I guess I say, right?
Second.
Dan Moore?
Yes.
Yvette Etu?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor? Aye.